Welcome back to Unjaded. Today we are going to be talking about all things lead magnets. Why do you need a lead magnet? Things to consider when creating a lead magnet. What you need to do after your lead magnet. What your clients want from a lead magnet. All of the things.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
So first, let's talk about what a lead magnet is. A lead magnet is something that your potential client or an audience member can get from you that you basically use it to generate leads or to increase traffic. So somebody is going to look at your lead magnet and go, oh, I want that. And they're going to give you their email address, which is very, very precious to them. And in return, you're going to give them this valuable lead magnet. So I want to talk about three things that are really important for you to consider as you're starting to think about what you're going to use as a lead magnet on your site. The first thing is you do want it to be highly valuable. Like I just said, people are parting with their email address in order to get your lead magnet. They are not going to want to give you their email list for something that's really lame. So you want to give high value with your lead magnet. Now, don't confuse high value with lots of information, because sometimes that is often actually it's information overload, right? It's too much and they can't do anything with it. So the second thing that I would love for you to consider is making your lead magnet bite-sized. What we want to do is that we want to have our audience members, our ideal clients, our new email people, we want to have them have a quick win. We want them to feel like they got something. We want them to actually get something, but we need them to feel like they actually got something out of our lead magnet. And when we just dump information on them, it actually gives them more work to do. I mean, I don't know about you, but I have probably a couple hundred PDF downloads in my files, wherever they live in my laptop. God only knows if you saw my laptop. But all of these PDF downloads that I've never looked twice at, or I read the first couple of pages and I'm like, eh. One of the reasons is that it's information overload. Another thing is that people often use their lead magnet as a sales pitch, and that is not what your lead magnet is. So first thing, highly, highly valuable. Second thing, bite-sized so that your audience member or your potential client gets a win. And the third thing is that there is a way to invite them into the next step with you. What you're doing is that you're basically starting them on your customer journey, and it is a journey. So you don't want to give them like everything that they ever are going to need to know about the thing that you do in your lead magnet, partly because of information overload, but partly because you don't want them thinking, oh, I've got what I need now, I can solve my problem. You want to naturally have them want to take the next step with you. And you're going to have them do that through the email sequence that you're going to build on the back end of your lead magnet. Hold on. If this is like, oh my God, she's speaking Greek. Don't worry, I'm going to walk you through it. So one of the things that you're going to consider when you start to create your lead magnet, when you start to think about what type of lead magnet you actually want, is the different formats that it can be in. So a quiz works very, very well as a lead magnet. They are probably one of the top performing lead magnets that there are online. And if you're anything like me, you have probably taken quite a few quizzes online. They're just super fun to do, right? And then you deliver value on the back end through your email sequence. So a quiz is a really great lead magnet. Another thing is a video course, a mini course, think micro, like really, really tiny little course. One thing, so say that you offer a 7-step process in your signature program, your signature offer, you're gonna give them one thing that they can do in this little micro course. That can work really, really well. It can be a series of like 3 6-minute videos in a PDF or something like that. I'm talking highly consumable here if you go this route. Another thing that I have seen done is where people will release one module of their signature program or their signature course. And that can work really well as well. It gives people a taste of what it is that you do. If you have tons of social proof that your course or program works really, really well and that people do experience a transformation in it, then releasing that first module can be a really effective lead magnet. If you just developed your course and you're still trying to, you know, it's in beta and you're trying to gather feedback from people and testimonials and all of those things, it may not be the best lead magnet. This is more for tried and true courses and programs. PDFs and ebooks. These are probably the most common things. And I'm going to suggest that if you can do something different because they kind of are overdone. So the thing to remember if you are doing an ebook or a PDF download of some sort is to make it extremely valuable and extremely consumable. So please do not give someone a list of 100 things that they need to do in their life in order to experience a change. Like three things is great. Three things that you break it down. I think I have one on my website. I created it probably 3 or 4 years ago. So it probably needs to be redone, which is another tip. Go back through your lead magnets and see when you need to freshen them up. And I'm at the point probably with a lot of that on my site. But the health pitfalls in your human design, because I came from a holistic health background. So I was marrying the two careers at that point. And I think it walks you through three places where your health lives in your human design, which is consumable. That is enough that someone can look at and go, okay, this is how I sleep. This is how I eat. This is how my brain works, you know, something like that. Or you could even just do it like, this is how your brain works on human design. Like you can really chunk it down. Our tendency is to always add more and more and more and more and more information, but think, how can I simplify it? The highest compliment you're going to get from someone is that you have simplified something so that they can understand it. And that's what you want to do in your lead magnet. Another thing that's really popular is a checklist. So, you know, three ways to know that you're off track in your business. Five mistakes you're making in your sales funnel. Three things your child is eating that is interfering with their sleep. Something like that. Like just a really quick little checklist. That can be a good lead magnet. A scorecard. So this is something that Adam Scheibele does. He is the Podcasting Business School podcast. Look him up if you have a podcast. He's really great to listen to. But he has a scorecard. And he suggests that anyone can use a scorecard. And it gamifies something for someone. So people will love to participate in it because it makes it a game for them, whatever's going on in their life that you help them with. Finally, I mean, there are a bazillion different things that you could do for sure, but this is the final one that I'm going to talk about, is an audio recording. So there's someone in my Content by Design course right now, and she offers a 10-minute meditation as her lead magnet, an audio recording of a meditation as her lead magnet to get people into her world. And it works very, very well. So those are just a few of the formats that you could consider. And honestly, what I would do is I would start to look around online. Look at your competitors, even though competition isn't really a thing. You know that, right? But look at your competitors. Look at people that are outside of your niche. So I think I'm in the human design space. And I think so often we look to other human design providers as for content ideas and things like that. It's like, no, don't do that. Look at other businesses and see how you can adapt it to your niche. So have some fun with that. Another thing that I want you to think about as you start to create your lead magnet or as you redo your lead magnets is start with the end in mind. What action do you eventually want people to take with you? So if I'm selling a content creation course, then I'm not going to have a lead magnet that talks about how to raise your kids. If I'm selling a course on creating sales funnels in your business, I'm not going to have a meal planning lead magnet in my business. Now, those are extreme examples, but I see this all the time where people have something as a lead magnet on their site and it has nothing to do with what they actually do for a living. So then people get into your sales funnel, your email sequence, your welcome sequence, and you're talking about something completely different from the lead magnet, or you talk about the lead magnet and then all of a sudden it's like a bait and switch where you switch to talking about what it is you really do. So if at all possible, I'm going to take that out. Never mind. It is possible. Make sure that your lead magnet, that you, when you're creating it, that you have the end goal in mind. What is the thing that you want to lead people into? And what can you provide them as a quick win in your lead magnet? How can you break something down that will lead them to that ending point with you? You're going to go backwards when you're creating your lead magnet. The purpose of your lead magnet, yes, it is to get leads into your business. That's why we call it a lead magnet. It is to get people on your email list, but it is also to give them a natural progression. Like think of it as a walkway where they are taking step after step after step on the customer journey. You want the natural progression to be that they want to work with you in your paid offers. So once people have downloaded your lead magnet, then you're going to want to send them some welcome emails. You may have heard of this called a sales funnel. I personally hate that term, but I use it because I know that you know what it means. But a sales funnel, a welcome sequence, a nurture sequence. You want to let people know that they've landed. So you're going to deliver your lead magnet in your email sequence, and then you're going to give them some other things that they need to know in order to continue in your world. You want to let them know that they've landed in the right place. You want to let them know who you are, what you stand for, what your community stands for, if you have one, things like that, and how you can help them. Don't shy away from letting people know how you can help them. And one of the biggest mistakes that I made in my business for years and years and years and years and years, think a decade or more, was not selling something early in my email sequence. And what this did was that it set people up to continually want free information from me, free services from me, because they got so much for free without ever having an exchange of money. So it's really important in your welcome, nurture sequence, whatever you call it, the emails that you send after your lead magnet, it's really important that you give people the opportunity to purchase something. It doesn't have to be a big something. It can be a $3 something, a $7 thing, an $11 thing, a $97 thing. It doesn't matter at all the price point or even really if they buy it. Now, if someone purchases something in your welcome sequence, they are much more likely to continue to buy from you because we know that the more people spend with you, the more that they will spend with you, right? Like repeat clients, it's much easier to sell to someone who's already purchased from you than it is to go out and get a whole new client. I'm just thinking how I want to unpack this with you, which I wish you could see me thinking here, but I know that you can't because you're listening to a podcast. But even if they don't buy the thing that you have for sale in your welcome sequence, they are aware now that you actually sell things and that this is how you make a living. And there's value in that as well. So you don't have to come on hard sell. You can even have a little message at the bottom of your emails that says, when you're ready, here are three of the ways that we can work together. Or when you're ready, I offer human design readings. Or when you're ready, I teach women who are burnt out how to align, blah, 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 blah. So this little sentence at the end of your email can be very, very important. But basically, you don't want to set people up in your email sequence for just receiving a pile of free information from you. You want to let them know that there is an energetic exchange that's possible. So that was a little bit more than lead magnets, but it kind of gives you the idea of like why you need a lead magnet, things to think about when creating your lead magnet, make sure your client is getting a win, and then give them the opportunity to purchase something in your first welcome sequence. And maybe that's what we'll do on the podcast next is unpack how to write your welcome sequence. That would be a fun thing to do. Let's do that. So remember that life is going to kick you around. Your head is going to maybe feel like it's being kicked around a little bit as you're kind of swirling in this lead magnet conversation, but don't worry, just stay unjaded. And P.S., let's talk about your human design. So much for the sign off. You may be sitting there thinking, but Vicky, what about my human design? Or maybe you're not even clued into your human design and you're thinking, gosh, if only there was an easy way to do this. The easiest way for you to create your lead magnet, just like everything else in your business, is to use your human design, at least your human design strategy. Now, you may know a lot more than that about your human design than I want you to use the whole thing. But your human design strategy is really, really important. If you're a manifester, you initiate. So you let people know what's going to happen and you just go and do the thing. So as long as something feels aligned for you, you're okay to just go out and get started. If you're a generator or a manifesting generator, then you're going to be in response. So when I talked about having all of the, you know, looking at competitors, looking at other niches and seeing how you could, that's perfect for you. Absolutely perfect. Do polls in your stories. Ask people what they're thinking, this or that, yes or no, all of these things, so that you have things to respond to and you'll get something in your gut that's like, oh, this is what we need to do. This podcast episode, for instance, I did a question and answer on the Instagram stories for Body Graph Chart a couple of weeks ago. And this lead magnet question came up three times and boom, my sacral responded to it. And I knew I had to do a podcast episode about it as well. If you are a projector, you don't have to wait for the invitation for all of the little things in life. And technically a lead magnet would fall under one of those little things in life. But recognition is very, very important to you and you can recognize yourself. So get in front of your mirror. Recognize yourself for something that you do well in your business. Put a blog post or something else that you've written through ChatGPT and ask it to recognize you. Ask someone in your life, is there something that you see that I could offer as a free gift in my business? And because they will tell you what they know that you're good at. And then if you're a reflector, I think it's really, really important for you to focus on what your community needs from you. You are here to reflect back to your community. So what does your community need to hear from you? What are you seeing in your community that you wish could be different? So lean into your human design strategy as you create your lead magnet, just like everything else in your business. It's a magical way to live.